This chazar is echinish b'achas v'shagavim yehudim seches menachos daf samach ches. Zok the mishnah when the carbon omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, the new grains may be eaten immediately. One who is not at the base of Mikdash to know when the carbon is brought may begin eating the new grains from chatzos on that day, at midday. When the base of Mikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted that the new produce, the chadash, should not be eaten the entire day of the 16th of Nisan. Rabbi Yehuda asked, it's not Rabbi Yochanan who is geyser. It's also the entire day is also deraisa based on the pasuk of ad etzem hayoyim hazeh. Mishnah says, why is it that the people who are not near the Beis HaMikdash may begin eating the Chodesh HaChatzos? It's because we know that Bezin will not delay in the bringing of the Omer. Zok the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel both say when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, it's the Omer that's matter the new grains. When the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, it's the start of the morning of the 16th of Nisan that's matter the new grains. This is based on two seemingly contradictory psukim. One pasuk says, Ad Haviachem. Another pasuk says, Ad Etzmayom Hazeh. We have to say that the pasuk that refers to the bringing of the Omer refers to when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. The pasuk that refers to the morning of the 16th refers to when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say that even when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, it's the start of the morning of the 16th that's matter the new grains. For acting more, the pasuk said Ad Haviachem, which suggests that it's also until the Omer is brought. Mar says, they say that this pasuk is teaching a mitzvah, but the iser is removed at the start of the day. In fact, the Mishnah says the chodesh becomes mutter immediately after the omer is brought. Again, the Mishnah is teaching a mitzvah. In fact, another Mishnah says that the omer would be matter in new grains for consumption outside the Beis HaMikdash. Again, the Mishnah is teaching a mitzvah. Shrek the Gemara, the Mishnah said that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted that the Chodesh should not be in the entire day of the 16th of Nisan. What's the reason for this exer? The concern is that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, and one will need to wait for the bringing of the Omer to begin eating the Chodesh, he will not wait. He'll think, last year, when there was no Beis HaMikdash, he says, I was allowed to eat the Chodesh on the morning of the 16th. So there should be no change this year. He's not going to realize the significant difference between the years by requiring one to wait until after the day of the 16th. He is sure that no one will eat the Chodesh before the bringing of the Omer. Now, if the only reason for waiting for the Omer is a mitzvah, we would not be geyser for a mitzvah. And for the Gemara of Nachum Yitzchak said that the reason for the view of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is that he holds a Rabbi Yehuda that eating Chodesh on the 16th is actually also deraisa based on the pasuk of Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh. In fact, when we find that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda argue about this in our mishnah, so how can we say that they share the view? And tomorrow, Rabbi Yehuda was mistaken into thinking that Rabbi Yochanan meant that the prohibition of eating Chodesh on the 16th was only derabbanan, which is why he argued. However, in truth, Rabbi Yochanan held this actually also deraisa. In fact, tomorrow, the mishnah said that Rabbi Yochanan instituted, which means that it's not deraisa. And tomorrow, the mishnah means that he dashed in the pasuk and instituted that people should follow the halacha that he felt was a deraisa. Zok the Gemara, Pop and Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, would not eat the new grains until the night after the 16th of Nisan. They did not wait an additional day for the Sfeika de Yoima, even though they were in Bavel. They held that Chodesh Asur and Chutz La'aretz only the Rabbanan, and we therefore don't have to be concerned for the Safek. The Rabbanan of Rav Ashi's Yeshiva would eat the Chodesh on the morning of the 17th of Nisan. They held that Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz is also deraisa, and therefore they waited for the morning of the 17th of the Sfeika de Yoima in case it was really the 16th, and they held that the Chodesh becomes mutter on the morning of the 16th. They held that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's halacha of waiting until the end of the 16th day is only the Rabbanon, and this was never enacted for a case of Safek. Ravina says, my mother told me that my father would not eat the Chodesh until the night following the 17th of Nisan because he held like Rabbi Yehuda that the Chodesh is also derived from the entire 16th. He was concerned for the sake of the Yoima, so he waited until the end of the 17th day. Zok, the next mission of the Omer would be matir the new grains for the outside of the Mikdash, and the Shtei Alechem would be matir using the new grains for inside the Mikdash. We don't bring Menachas, Bikurim, or the Mincha of an animal carbon from the new grains before the Omer is offered. If it was brought before the Omer, these karbanos are pasul. The karbanos should also not be brought from before the offering of the Shtei Alechem. But if they're brought before that, they actually are kosher. Rav Tarfon asked, why is it that the karbanos are, if the karbanos are brought before the Omer, they're pasul? If they're brought before the Shtei Alechem, they're kosher. So Yehuda Bar Nechemya said, before the Omer, Chodesh is completely also to everybody, but before the Shtei Alechem, the Chodesh is at least mutter outside the Migdash, and therefore the karbanos will be mutter b'dieved. Rav Tarfon remained quiet, which caused Yehuda Bar Nechemya's face to shine. Rabbi Kiva said to him, your face shining because you bested an elder? I wonder how long you're going to live. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Abilai said, this exchange took place 2 weeks before Pesach. He says, when I went there for Shavuos and I asked, I was told that Yehuda ben Nechemya had already passed away. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, according to Yehuda ben Nechemya, the Sochem and Bikurim that were brought before the Omer was offered, it will be kosher, since they're mutter to be eaten. In fact, Pshita, the Mara says, we would think to say that the Isser on new grain becomes weaker with the offering of the Omer, since it now became mutter for people to eat. And that's why, even if it's offered on the Mizbeach after the Omer, it's kosher. However, wine that was never usher for people to drink, it was only usher to be brought on the Mizbeach. Therefore, we would think to say that since the Isser was never weakened, it should remain possible. He therefore teaches that the fact that it was never usher is even more reason to say that it's kosher, b'dieved. Will the Shtei Alechem be matted the new grains for use in the Mikdash if the Shtei Alechem was brought from the new grains before the Omer? The case would be where grain was planted between the bringing of the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem. So the Shtei HaLechem was brought when they were in existence, and the Omer of the following year would be brought when they were in existence also. Since the Karbonos were out of order for this grain, will the Shtei HaLechem still be Matir or not? Rabba said, a Brisa says, that Rabbi Akiva says, it must be that the Omer is brought from barley, because the Pasuk refers to the Shtei HaLechem as being the first offering. If the Omer is brought from wheat, the Shtei HaLechem, which is brought from wheat, would not be the first wheat offering. Now, if we say the Shtei HaLechem can be matir the new grain to be offered in the Migdash, even if it's out of order, we can find a new a way for both the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem to be of wheat, and yet have the Shtei HaLechem be considered the first offering. The case would be where the Omer is offered from wheat that took root before the Shtei HaLechem, but after the Omer of last year, and the Shtei HaLechem is offered from wheat that took root before this year's Omer, but after the Shtei HaLechem of last year. Since Rabbi Akiva gives this proof, it must be that the Shtei HaLechem does not permit grains for the Migdash when it's out of order. The Gemara says not a good proof. When we say the Shtei HaLechem must be from the first offering, we don't mean that in regard to the grains that it comes to be matir. Rather, we say that it must be so in regard to the Mizbeach. And in this case, Mizbeach would have already had a carbon from this year's grain by the time the Shtei HaLechem is offered.